Hello, my name's Anita Davison. I'm the family navigator for Disability Croydon. And one family that I was supporting, there was the grandmother who was in her 50s, the mother was 27, and the child, she was 2.5. The mother had a terminal illness, and her mother, so the grandmother, came down from the north to stay to give them support. This family I actually met in the park, and just we started talking, and they told me about some of the issues. So I explained who I was and what I did, and asked if they'd like me to come along within the week and talk to them to see where I could help. And they were really grateful because they hadn't had any support, because they didn't know where they could go. A number of services that I linked them into, firstly was the Brenda Kirby Cancer Trust up in New Addington, because they could give the family reflexology, they could help with different funding and just give that personal touch. Mother and the grandmother, they were unable to use the small garden because there's nowhere to sit. So I'd asked that if they could purchase some aerodynamic chairs that were easy for her to sit on, that laid back and they didn't put support on her back at all. And they were really successful. So she had some lovely, lovely days in the sun, which made her feel better as well. Another issue that the family had was obviously the daughter was no longer working. So she was struggling with nursery because she wanted her daughter to go to nursery so that she wasn't there at all the hospital appointments. So it was helping her look into that to see if there was additional funding to help. And they also needed help with benefits advice because they'd never been on benefits, so they didn't know what was out there, what they could get and what they couldn't get. And while the sickness benefits had been stopped, I gave them food vouchers for the food bank, which really helped them. And the Salvation Army in New Addington gave them additional support with anything that they needed, really. I also told them about the children's centres in New Addington, where if Mum was feeling okay, if she had a day where she was okay, she could go along to the different groups that were running. So in the evenings, the grandmother, she was struggling with her own emotions, and I would meet up with her and just go for a walk with her, just so she could get out and have some time away from the worry for 20 minutes and just have a little chat. The grandmother, she's had a lot of additional problems, really. She's been told that she's not entitled to any benefits, and she did manage to transfer her job down to Croydon. So she is working now for 24 hours a week, and she's just struggling with everything. So it is ongoing. I've said that I'd go with her to the MP if she needs to speak to them about her housing, because she hasn't had a new contract, so she hasn't been able to pay her rent, and they're threatening her with eviction now. So there's quite a lot still going on, apart from the fact with the grandmother's obviously grieving, as is the grandchild. So she's looking for some bereavement counselling for both of them. And I've told them about Centre of Change, and they will give support when she's ready. But she also had to go to court for custody of her granddaughter. So now she has guardianship of her. So that's all fit into place. And I've just been there for her to speak to, really. So if she has any problems, then she knows that she can just ring.